The Center for Army Lessons Learned is calling on officers, soldiers who want to serve a year-long tour in a hotspot such as Afghanistan, Kuwait, maybe Africa. As an embedded liaison officer, they report back on what they've observed. For details on what the Army is calling a great opportunity, we turn to Colonel Paul Reese. He is director of the Center for Army Lessons Learned. Colonel Reese, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having us on this morning.
So you guys are based in Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, correct?
That's correct. We're out here in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, underneath the Combined Arms Center here. But we have our LNOs spread around the globe in various areas, as you mentioned earlier, to collect on and help to provide the Army some lessons learned and best practices from all the different operations that are going on out there.
Now, I guess the backdrop to all of this is that the Army just doesn't go and do and come home, but there's a constant kind of feedback on every aspect of operations that tries to inform what happens in the future. Would that be a fair way to put it?
Yes, sir. I think that's a fair way of putting it. We always try and strive to do better. I mean, through the AAR process that was instituted in the Army and as well as through lessons learned program that has been established now going on our 30th year here since 85 for the Center of Army Lessons Learned. But it's always commanders and soldiers always look to do better, and we try and help facilitate that through the Lessons Learned program in the Army, as well as, throughout all the other services also have their own Lessons Learned program.
Was there a single event back in the 80s that might have sparked the establishment of that Center for Lessons Learned?
I don't think there's one single event. I mean, and, you know, I say we started in the 80s, but the Army has been learning, ever since its conception. And you look back at all through history, all the armies throughout history have learned as they progress. But, you know, a part of the 80s was the big training change for air land battle doctrine. The training centers were standing up there out in California, so there was some great opportunities to establish a permanent center. To be able to collect all those lessons learned from training environments as well as operations, and then, more importantly, push that out to the soldiers and disseminate those best practices and lessons learned so that everybody could benefit from that and not just one particular unit that may be going through an exercise or a training event.
So in many ways, the Army was in the knowledge management business long before that phrase came into vogue.
You could say that, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about the Embedded Liaison Officer Program. That dates back not quite 10 years, I guess, to the second or third year of the Iraq war, the invasion there. Was that established as a result of lessons being needed to be learned in Iraq?
Well, I think, we actually was formally established in 2005 with the Embedded Liaison Program, but we did have liaison elements within several of the units before that in 2001, 2002 in Afghanistan, and then 2003 in Iraq. But formally, it was a program of in 2005. And what we have is volunteers from across the different service components, the active Army, Army Reserve, and National Guard, that are selected by call, and then they are embedded in the headquarters of a division or perhaps a corps or ASCC who's in a contingency environment. And work for that headquarters in order to collect lessons learned and the best practices that are going on in that particular region.
So how many do you have deployed at the moment, say, around the world?
Right now I have 10 liaisons deployed around the world. I have a few in Afghanistan as we look to continue doing some lessons learned, best practices on retrograde operations and how we come out of the theater there. I also have some liaison officers in Kuwait working with Army Central Command. And the activities that are going on in that region, as well as in Africa, a couple of liaisons in the Horn of Africa, as well as with U.S. Army Africa, as they look to all the operations that occur in that area. So it's a great opportunity for me to have what I call my scouts forward, some eyes and ears forward in these headquarters and in these environments to be able to immediately collect those lessons that the headquarters are seeing on the ground so that we can pass that back to units here in the United States who may be getting ready to go in those environments, or just to sister units that are already in those environments so that they can quickly see what other units are doing successfully or what they can correct in their operations.
And who is eligible? You said Reserve and Regular Army are both eligible to participate in this program?
Yes, and the National Guard as well. And we have applications come in from all three components. And we're looking for you know, senior enlisted NCOs at E8, E9 level, also senior warrant officers. And then typically majors and lieutenant colonels, but we do have some 06 colonels that are on our program that serve kind of as senior LNOs in the 3 and 4 star headquarters. And then, you know, we also have a couple of captains here and there as well. But it's all really based on their qualifications that we try to take a look at. We need to have a broad range of experience from our embedded LNOs. They have to exhibit good interpersonal skills and be able to find their way around a, you know, 3 and 4 star level headquarters. So that's why we're looking for typically more senior NCOs and officers. And they need to be able to write and speak, you know, coherently. One of the things they will do is as they collect these lessons and these best practices, they'll send those back to some of the analysts here at Fort Leavenworth, and then we'll compare that to other collections or lessons learned or trends that we've seen before, and then turn those into publications. So that's why it's important for them to be able to write more coherently.
We're speaking with Colonel Paul Reese. He's director of the Center for Army Lessons Learned at Fort Leavenworth. And you mentioned interpersonal skills because these are officers that are not at the star, you know, the flag level yet. They don't have their stars. But you said they're interacting with those people. And yet they're also observing and writing about what they're doing. So I imagine there's some sensitivity there that they don't want to be seen as minders or tattletales, I guess.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that is not anything that the program is about. The good news is, you know, the Center for Army, Combined Arms Center patch is recognized, you know, pretty much around the world. So as one of my embedded LNOs wearing that patch walks into those headquarters, they'll, you know, they usually get asked the question, is like, oh, who do you work for or what are you doing here? And then they'll, you know, say, well, I work for CAL. And then it's immediate recognition since we have been around for 30 years. You know, they are able very quickly to get incorporated into the headquarters, and they are welcomed by those headquarters because we do have the ability to provide a whole bunch of assistance in a lot of contingency things that have happened previously, anywhere from humanitarian assistance, you know, to, you know, full-up combat operations. So they are usually welcomed into the headquarters. They embed into those headquarters and become part of the staff. They help out and pull extra duty with some staff work that they may need to do, or the headquarters may need assistance in. And then they're able to talk very easily with them and the general officers that are in charge of those headquarters. So that's kind of why we need them to be, you know, oral and written professionals so that they can interview and talk with 2 and 3 star level general officers.
I guess you answered my next question, but they don't just go there to sit back and watch. They really get involved day to day, roll their sleeves up, and get involved with some of the work that's needed. What kind of work might be done by the people, by the officers while they're there, say at a command staff headquarters?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, they can, if the command has something specific that they would like us to look at, you know, for example, in Afghanistan, I mean, one of the requests was for us to continue to look at the retrograde operations and how we either close down perhaps engineer districts or how we close down bases or how do we continue those retrograde operations that are going on. And that would be, you know, something requested by the command for us to look at so that as they continue to move forward, that they can get better at that. Or there may be something that's directed from us that we may ask them to do as far as, let's say, regionally aligned forces. We'll ask them to take a look at how U.S. Army Africa or the Horn of Africa or CENTCOM incorporates these regionally aligned forces. What are they doing well? What are they doing that needs to be improved so that we can get that to the next set of units that will be aligned to those various regions, pass those lessons back to them and best practices, and then that way those units, when they show up, they're, you know, one step better.
Now, in a lot of situations, the Army has had close contact with the indigenous populations. I'm thinking of Afghanistan, from which the Army is withdrawing. And we had an officer on a couple of months ago talking about the ways in which, as the Army leaves Afghanistan and pulls up the different bases and outposts, it tries to return them to the pristine state they might have been in before anyone set foot over there to set up that, you know, base, post, or camp. And so is part of this is what they might be looking at, the relations that the Army establishes with local people, both when it gets there and when it leaves, as part of the lessons learned that can be useful in the future?
Well, I think, we have learned a lot by working in both Iraq and Afghanistan as far as, you know, the culture. We here at CAL had produced several quick reference cards or GTA cards for soldiers and leadership to help them out in those instances. I mean, I think we have learned over the last 12 years of being in those countries how to better interact with the population. I don't think anybody would dispute that, that's for sure.
And how many applications do you get for each embedded liaison officer position you have?
Well, I mean, actually, the good news is, you know, we've been recruiting pretty hard over the last month or so. And then, obviously, being on the air here today, we expect to hear a little bit more on that. But we've had a significant amount of applications over the last 30 to 60 days, roughly about 10 a day that we've been getting. And we screen through those. We look at those qualifications that I mentioned earlier. And then we have a process that we go through and interview each of the applicants and build a packet on them. And then we wind up selecting a few for the positions based on their command recommendations and their availability. So it's been really good over the last 30 to 60 days. We've seen a great increase in our applicants and some great quality soldiers from all three components that want to volunteer to be an independent liaison and really make a difference for the Army.
So it sounds like this is something people consider a plum assignment to have on that list of achievements for climbing the ranks.
Well, I certainly think it is. I think it is would be considered a broadening experience for all the officers and NCOs that have an opportunity to do that. I mean, it's to an availability to work in an environment at the higher levels, to be able to see how the Corps and above or division and above systems work would definitely be a great feather in the cap for an officer who's continuing to move through the ranks.
Now, as those 3,000 members of the Army deploy to West Africa for the Ebola situation, will you have a liaison officer there too?
Well, we currently have a liaison officer in U.S. Army Africa right now. And he is working with that headquarters to provide information from the past humanitarian assistance operations that have been conducted. And we're being able to work through him and provide the leadership and the command there, that kind of information. So we are connected to that as they move forward over there in Africa.
And what about that training assignment for the Syrian so-called moderate rebels? I'm not quite sure what that term means, but somebody's got to figure it out. But that's going to be an interesting assignment, too, and I imagine there's ripe for lessons learning also.
Yeah, I mean, everything that the Army does, I mean, there's always an opportunity to collect on lessons learned and best practices. So we're always looking at opportunities, and then, of course, you know, if we get requests from commands, then we'll be prepared to support in any way that we can.
Colonel Paul Reese is director of the Center for Army Lessons Learned. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.